So 9 people are there already in the queue right now. So I will start admitting them at 12:30, no? You are on mute, sir, right now.
At 12:28, you can start doing that.
Okay, okay.
How can I see the queue? Can you make me the co-host?
Yes, I am making you. Done.
तो ईशा
यस सर
जब आप सबको ब्रिंग इन करोगे ना तो सब लोग कंट्रीब्यूटर्स में आ जाएंगे
यस सर
तो आप एक एक करके ब्रिंग इन करना और एक एक करके मूव करते रहना
डन
और वो लोग यहाँ पे दिखेंगे मेन स्क्रीन पे जैसे संदीप आवाज आ रही है
गुड आफ्टरनून
सर गुड आफ्टरनून
हाँ जी ठीक है यू कैन डू स्टार्ट डूइंग दैट
ओके सर So can we start?
Yes, Isha, let's start.
Okay. So, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you. On behalf of Vasa Dentistry Limited, I welcome you to the earnings conference call to discuss the operational and financial performance of the company for the quarter ended June 30th, 2026. From the management team, we have with us today Dr. Vikas Agarwal, the Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Agarwal, the Whole-Time Director, Mr. Mayank Bawri, VP of Supply Chain, and Mr. Shahid, VP of Marketing. The financial results and the investor presentation for the quarter one have already been filed with the stock exchange. We hope you have had the opportunity to go through the same ahead of this call. Before we begin, I may state a few instructions for all the investors for your convenience. So the instructions are as under. All participant lines will be in listen-only mode during the management's opening remarks. We will open the floor for questions immediately after the management commentary. To ask a question, you may use the raise hand feature on the platform. Kindly state your name and the name of your company or institution before asking your question. We would request you to please avoid raising questions on any information that has not already been placed in the public domain, since the management will not be in a position to comment on the same. Please note that this call is being recorded and the transcript will be made available on the company's website in due course, in line with our disclosure obligations under SEBI regulations. I would now like to hand over the floor to Dr. Vikas Agarwal for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Isha. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone joining us today. Thank you for making the time. Some of you have been with us since we listed. Some of you joined more recently. And a few of you are dentists who own the shares as well as buy dental products from us. Whichever of those you are, thank you for your patience over the last year. It has been not an easy 12 months to hold this talk, and I do not take your confidence lightly. The results and the presentation are already with the exchange, so I am not going to read numbers out to you. I want to use these few minutes to tell you what actually happened inside the business this quarter and why I think it matters. This was a repair quarter that finally showed up in the results. Last year, we had a problem, and I said so plainly at the time. Our in-house brands, the products we design, source, and stand behind ourselves, went short. When they went short, our customers bought third-party products instead, and those carry a thinner margin. That one operational failure ran through our entire second half. So for the last several months, a large part of this company has been doing deeply unglamorous work, rebuilding supplier coverage, fixing forecasting, recutting delivery routes. None of it makes a good press release. This quarter, that work started to show. Gross margins improved for the first time in 3 quarters. Our cost base is meaningfully lighter than it was a year ago. And it is lighter while we are shipping more, not less. Both of those are in the numbers you already have. I want to be careful here. 1 quarter of improvement is a direction, not a destination. We are early in this, but after a year of asking you to believe that the problem was operational and not structural, it is a relief to be able to point at something rather than explain something. If you take away only 3 things from this quarter, let it be these. First is the control. The strategic reason we built in-house brands is not margin. Margin is the outcome. The reason is control. When we own the brand, we own the control of the quality. We control the price, and critically, we control whether the products is on the shelf. Last year taught us what happens when we do not. This is why the in-house portfolio is where our capital and attention are going. The second thing is leverage. Our cost base grew far more slowly than our business did this quarter. Employee cost barely moved. Our cost to serve each order came down. That is not a cost-cutting story, and I want to be precise about that because I know some of our team may be watching. We are not shrinking the team. We are automating the repetitive part of the work so that the people who have spent their time on customers, on sourcing, and on building products. The goal is that when volumes double, the routine workload does not. And the third thing is the new business is real. The digital dentistry division we started last September has stopped being an experiment. Intraoral scanners, milling machines, 3D printers, imaging products. India's clinics are digitizing and they are doing it at a very low base. Adoption here is in the low single digits against roughly 40% globally. A clinic that buys equipment from us does not stop there. They come back for consumables, for service, for training. And that is a much deeper relationship than a one-time sale. Let me also say what I am not happy with, because I would rather you hear it from me. We held marketing spend very tight this quarter. That was the right call for the cost base, and you can see the benefits in the results. But it has a cost of its own at the top of the funnel, and we can see that cost. Getting that balance right, spending enough to keep bringing new dentists onto the platform without giving back what we have just recovered is the judgment we have to make. And we have to make it well. I do not think we have perfected it yet. We also have work to do on delivery times. We expanded into Tier 2 and Tier 3 India faster than we optimized the routes to serve it. We are fixing it, and I will report on it. Now, let me step back, because a quarter is a very short unit of time to judge a company by. India spends somewhere between $4 to $5 per person per year on dental care. The United States spends around $350. That gap is not a statistic to me. It is a woman in a district town who loses a teeth she did not need to lose because the right material was not available to her dentist, or because what was available was counterfeit. Most dental supply in this country still moves through fragmented local distribution. A dentist in South Delhi and a dentist in small town in Odisha do not get the same assortment, the same price, or the same speed. There is no good reason for that. It is simply how the industry grew up. What we are building is not an e-commerce store. It is the procurement and knowledge infrastructure that Indian dentists can run on. Genuine products at a fair price, delivered anywhere, with the education and the community around it. 23,000 products, hundreds of brands, and a decade of understanding what a dentist in each pin code actually needs. If we get that right, the market does not need to grow 4 times for us to do well. It is already large and it is already underserved. We simply have to be the most reliable way to reach it. That is a decade-long project. We are running it from a clean balance sheet without burning capital we do not have. And this year, we are deliberately not chasing acquisitions. Focus for us is the strategy and people. So a quarter where the repair work showed up, a cost base that is genuinely lighter, and a new division that has found its feet, and a funnel that needs our attention. I would rather bring you a quarter like this one, with the good and the unfinished both stated plainly, than a quarter of good headlines and quite problems. We will keep reporting to you the same way, including when the news is not flattering. Thank you for your time and for your continued trust. My colleagues and I are happy to take your questions.
Thank you so much, sir. We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may use the raise the hand feature. So our first question is from Mr. Siddharth. Mr. Siddharth, please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hi. My first question is, why are so many directors leaving the company and key managing the person?
Recently, the company secretary left. And Mr. Ravi Parmeshwar, who was an independent director, left the company. So Ravi Parmeshwar ji actually was retired from Renew Power two years back when he joined us as an independent director. Now he is joining another company instead of being retired. So he requested us that he cannot work as an independent director according to the new company policy. So that's why he left. Nidhi, who was the company secretary, found a better opportunity, a better salary. So she left.
My second question.
If there is anyone I did not address, please tell me the name, I'll address.
No, fine, that's it. And Dr. Vikas, last time we had a long conversation, I'm the dentist. And I noticed that from the con call transcript and from the recording, you have removed our conversation. Why this transparency issue?
I have to check that. I have no idea about it. Generally, something which is irrelevant, like a name of a competitor or something, is removed. If that was discussed, it might be removed. Yes.
No, but we discussed more other important issues like opening of showrooms when you are an online first platform. Okay. Second issue was you coming to the NSE main board when 3 years have been completed and you have still not completed. You have still not decided on coming to the NSE main board. Other issues were also there, like you have not kept a professional CEO. But the whole conversation was removed. That shows some real transparency issue from your side.
Okay, Dr. Siddharth, I will look into it and get back to you.
Okay. Okay. That's it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Siddharth. So the next question is from Deepak Podarji. Kindly unmute yourself, sir.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes.
Hello. Okay. Great. Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just wanted to understand first up, what would be our stock out percentage? I mean, I think it was close to 15% last year, and as you said in your opening remarks, it has improved, right? So,
Deepakji, during the stock out peak, it was as big as 33%, mm-hmm. and last quarter it went down to 13%. Our target mm-hmm. is to take it below 5%. And we are taking all the necessary steps.
Okay, to reach below 5%, right?
Yes.
And this first quarter it was around 13%.
Yes, 12.87%.
And how many quarters you will require to reach the normalized 5% levels?
Because I cannot give an answer on that. We are trying our best to progress near zero, but I don't know how much time it will take. Internal target for that is, by December, we reach 5%.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to understand. I mean, maybe what two quarters they are saying, we are trying, right?
Yeah, but there are some, unforeseen instances, like there's a cyclone in China recently, or there are stockouts from the vendor itself, the manufacturer stopped producing a particular product. Things like that happen. We'll try to go as much as near zero possible.
Okay. And secondly, on the growth part, I mean, how should one look at growth? I mean, if I have to see deeper, this quarter, our average order value rose by about 27%. That is because your higher ticket size digital dentistry product came through, right? And order volume was grew by only 8%. So this growth was largely driven by this high ticket size. So how should one look at your volume growth and overall company level revenue growth on next 3 days?
So we are positive on the growth side. We hope that we grow as much as we have grown year-on-year in the first quarter. We would like to see similar results in the second quarter as well.
Okay. So similar growth that what we have seen in first quarter is what we need to kind of achieve, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then your high dentistry margins, how are the margins placed in your high ticket volume?
Margins on very high ticket items is less, and on consumables the margins are the highest. However, we try to pass on the best possible price in the market to the dentist, to the customers, and it is always the idea to have a fair price on dental. So I have given guidance of 27-30% gross margins in mid-term.
Correct. And what would be the level? I mean, your high ticket size, what is the margin range?
Either between 10% to 15%.
Gross margin. And how much revenue mix we can expect from this high ticket digital dentistry products over the next 2-3 years?
Currently, it is less than 10%. And our idea is to drive the sales of consumables through high ticket products. So once a doctor buys a high ticket product, they might require the consumables long term for us.
Mm-hmm. And the mix, I mean, over the next 2-3 years, how will this mix stabilize? I mean, what it will be our 5-10%.
Consumables will remain the highest, assortment mix. I don't want to tell the future numbers on the mix, mm-hmm. but consumables mm-hmm. will remain the focus area always.
Got it. I think that's very helpful, sir. I mean, I would like to wish you all the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Deepakji. So, our next question is from Mr. Swaraj Mehta. So, kindly unmute yourself.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question was on the expected improvement in margin over the next few years. So what would be the drivers of that? Apart from increasing in gross margins, how do we look at OPEX per order and how will it trend going forward?
Yeah. So Raji, we have Mayank with us who is the VP supply chain. Mayank, can you take the question?
Yes. Am I audible?
Yes.
So, Swaraji, so what we are doing is that we are trying to just, operationalize and get everything, in order. So, we are trying to increase the delivery tag and the order ratio. At the same time, increasing the overall inventory health of the system. So, these are the three things that we have, made to resolve these kind of issues.
And how do we see the OPEX per order? Should it plateau or should it decrease going from?
It will decrease.
Yes.
If you see the first quarter also, the cost to serve is drastically down because of the warehousing expenses going down. We have optimized the warehouse to a good extent, and we see a lot of potential for it to go down. So if we work on the if you just take a picker takes around 3 minutes to pick a particular order which has 4 SKUs. So if we can optimize it from 3 minutes to 2 minutes, we'll have a huge cost saving because less number of people will be required to for a larger set of orders in future. So with time, as the volumes grow, I think the percentage will continue to go down.
Got it. Thank you. And so one other question was, how is the membership scaling up? And we saw some educational seminars being done. I think we've done around 200 events and webinars. So how is that scaling up, and how does that help grow our business?
So education is a very important lever to sell a scientific product. So for example, if we are launching a new endomotor, and if we educate the postgraduate students or dental new clinicians about the tips and tricks of a root canal, and there we also tell them which endomotors you can buy. So ultimately the outcome is that we can sell our products, and we are benefiting the community by giving them more education on their practice, on the clinical skills. So that is turning well. You can see that they are growing. With time we are doing more education. And regarding the membership, the numbers are X higher than what we had.
Okay. So what are the internal metrics that you track for your business? Like from what you had shared from your PPT, you track the growth of your company. Because earlier there was a lot of data which was very useful, but it has been narrowed down now. So we would really appreciate to which data should we look, what points should we look at to gauge the business?
Internally, most important data for us right now is the OTIF, which is on time in full deliveries of item, the cost to serve per order, and the overall cost to serve an order, including the overhead cost. So regarding the expense side, these are the metrics. Regarding the revenue, yes, average order value and ARPU are two important metrics. ARPU is average revenue per user.
Thank you. And because I think because when we reported the last H1 FY26 numbers, volume given in that PPT was 1,58,000 and 182 for quarter one and quarter two last year, but it was changed to quarter four in quarter four FY26 to 175 and 204 for the first two quarters. So just wanted to know what was what led to those changed order numbers.
Yeah, there was a internal error, so that's why it happened. But the latest PPT and the last quarter PPT have the correct numbers for the previous quarter system.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. And so with the shortage of inventory private brands last year, I'm sure you did a root cause analysis of this inventory shortage. So can you briefly explain us what had happened and what measures has the company taken so it does not happen again?
Yeah, so what has happened, I will tell you, and what measures Mayank is taking, Mayank will tell us. That was a mix of people issue, compliance issue of about licenses, and the supply chain issue. So overall, this led to a lot of stockouts, and one led to the other, and there was a cascading effect. So normally it was 8 to 10% of out of stock on the platform, and it went up to 33%, majorly led by own brands. Mayank, what are we doing now to sort it? You can
So currently we have instituted forward deployment. So we are planning for demand forecasting for the next quarters. We will be also managing with this sales and operations planning, just to get these numbers in order, and we should have a clear picture when to expect, what to expect, in order to minimize these sort of stock ups.
We have data in place to forecast what.
Yes.
And so last quarter, FY26 also, we had signed new brands for which minimum order quantity was required, for which we added 16 crores. So the inventory increase in this quarter was the same reason, or due to we are adding our own private brands?
First of all, we are growing. The sales is growing, so cash on delivery orders are also growing. We need to keep extra stock until the payment comes back to us, and we use that. So we keep extra buffer stock for that, and definitely new brands additions. And we have recently launched InstaDent as well, which is delivering within a day or you know same day delivery or next day delivery. So we need to have relevant stock, suitable stock available in the regional warehouses so that we reach to the customer same day or next day. So Suraj, the thing is 97% of the market is still offline and we are only 3% of the market. And the reason is that we take time to deliver. Despite having a large assortment, we need to reduce the delivery timelines. For that, we have come up with the InstaDent. You can check on DentalGuard website. You will see a toggle, DentalGuard and InstaDent. So if you are delivering faster in your PIN code, some products will show up there. So roughly around 3,000 to 5,000 products currently will show in InstaDent, which we would like to optimize to 1,200 products in future, which are the most important clinical requirements, and we will try to deliver it same day. So for a mix of these reasons, inventory has gone up, and we have given a clear instruction or guidance in the presentation what inventory days we think will be within and what is the optimization going forward.
Right, got it. And however, the instant delivery is for only for tier 1 cities or tier 2, tier 3 as well or across?
Right now it is tier 1, but our target will be tier 2 and tier 3 as well. So very soon we will look to start inserting in tier 2 and tier 3.
Okay. And however, the order return rates and done this quarter, and you mentioned in the PPT, we started self-service refunds, which was a pain point earlier as many people I think were not receiving. So we've addressed this. So what did we do to improve this?
Yes. Sandeep, you can take this.
Sir, can you repeat the question again?
Yes. So what were the order return rates done this quarter, year on year and quarter on quarter? And we mentioned in the PPT that we started self-service refunds. So this was a pain point earlier, which has been addressed by us as many people were not receiving refunds. So what did we do to improve this?
So like we have two kind of returns. One is the RTO, which is like not delivered on us. And another issue is that you're telling is the DTO, the product which we are, you know, like returning from the customer. So what we have done is we have doing the root cause analysis of the product based on the troubleshooting guides. If the product is less than a particular amount and there is no point to take the product back, we are issuing the refund hand to hand. There is automation involved. For example, like earlier we used to have manual refunds and manual reverse pickup from the customer. Now everything is automated. So once a dentist requests raise a return request from the panel, right? Automatically the reverse pickup happened. And once we check that the reverse pickup has happened, automatically the refund has been issued to the customer. And there's a issue is with the notification to the customer. So now the customer can see the entire info on the website and app as well. And other than that, we are sending the WhatsApp notification, the communications of customer as well. So customer is well aware about the situation. That was the major issue last.
Got it. And so Smileworks, right now I think we are at a quarterly run rate of 1 crore, which is a 100% increase from last year. But I think for the base of today, it's very small to make a difference on consolidated numbers. So what is the plan here and how do we see it growing forward?
So Smileworks currently is in its nascent stages. We are currently working on the fundamentals of making an internal software, managing the whole team in it, managing the whole process within the software. Once we are ready to scale, we will start marketing it through DentalGuard. So the same set of customers who are buying from DentalGuard also need services of a dental lab. And that was the idea to start Smileworks. Once we reach that stage where we can scale it, we expect that the numbers will multiply from there.
And another brilliant feature we added this quarter on DentalGuard was being the image search. So what other tech investments are we doing on DentalGuard to, you know, as you said, to improve, reduce redundancy and improve the resources required per order?
The biggest thing we are looking at right now is personalization. That you see what is relevant to you. The next important thing we are building is the AI chatbot and voice bot. AI chatbot is already live. That takes care of roughly 60% of the queries right now in DentalGuard. There are improvements which we understand. We are working on that. But AI chat and voice will serve a lot of customer queries, which currently the manual team is not able to handle to the best expectation of the customers. Thirdly, we are working on search optimization as well. Apart from image search, we are coming out with the doctor can send a photo written on a piece of paper and the items will be added to cart, which the doctor can finally approve. Then there will be recommendations in the cart itself that what products might be finished in your clinic, which you should look at. Then we are giving a dashboard to the dentist to see what they are buying, why they are buying, what they should have bought, that kind of dashboard to a doctor so that they can make a better informed decision. There are a lot of things in pipeline which are coming up like that. Doctors can also type their order and just text to us. So generally in the unorganized offline market, people generally order on WhatsApp, they order on call, or they just type it and send it. So we are trying to give all these options to the doctors, but through tech, so that and through automation, no humans will be involved in this.
Okay, great. Just to add,
session to order time. So our aim is to reduce the session to order time. So any customer of any type, if it is coming to dental cart, you must have the ways to place an order from any way. And the total time duration of the entire order should be less as much as possible. So for example, if a person is, want to write something and, place the order, he can do that in a very fast way. So personalization will give us ki jo bhi usne past mein order kiya hai, more visibility usko milega, because regularly these customers used to buy those products again and again. So they can, on a click, they can buy the entire stuff very fast and can, get the order place. So it will give a more to the experience of the customer, which is very important for us if we want to increase the ARPU of every customer.
There are some marketing initiatives also with which I would like Shahid to tell us about.
Hi everyone. So what we see that from our business itself, it's a high stickiness to our business to whichever dentist is transacting with us. And having realized that we are already working on multiple automations to help A, decrease the time to order that Sandeep was mentioning, B, give him an informed decision on making the right purchase call, and C, ensuring that, he has all the personalized right information available to him as soon as the person, him or her, as soon as they enter the app. There are identified growth pillars we have for the business, right from a brand to working on new customer retention, which is what you will see as compounding in the coming quarters.
Great, thank you so much. And just my last question: how do we decide which products do we add to our private label?
There is a metrics to that, Suraji. We know what a customer wants in a particular pin code, what price points they are looking at, what features they want for a product. And we generally not only try to replace a existing product in the market, we also try to add new values to the clinical practice. So there are a lot of products we sell which are not available anywhere, or which are, clinical problem solvers. So something which is done in three steps might happen in one step. So we were the first to launch, a system where you can count the number of times you have used the rotary file. So when you do a root canal treatment, there is a certain number of times the file can be used. Otherwise, we have to discard that. So there are certain kind of products we launch which are new to the market. Generally, we experiment with a lot of products that will they work on a particular target audience or not. So alpha beta testing goes on for a lot of products. And some products we are sure about that deal certainly works. So it's a mix of a lot of metrics that we launch products.
Thank you so much and all the best.
Thanks so much, Swaraj.
Thank you, Swaraj. So our next speaker is Mithun ji. So Mithun ji, kindly unmute yourself.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is mostly answered by you all. My only question is regarding to the guidance, revenue guidance, which was initially provided, then we have withdrawn it. So do we have any formal guidance for FY27 and FY28?
We have not removed any guidance, Mithun. Can you please tell us more about it?
Okay, so I suppose the initially revenue guidance for FY27 is around 500 to 600 crores, and FY28 it is around 800 to 1200 crores, something like that, which was provided initially. Is it?
Actually, 1.5 years back in a meeting call, I stated that we look up for 800 to 1200 crores of revenue in next 5 years.
Okay.
And I think it is achievable if we use the data metrics we have. If we take the right step, that is definitely achievable.
Great. Sir, I'm sorry, but I'm new to this company, so I'm trying to understand. We tried to acquire another company called IDS, and then we actually terminated this agreement. Are we looking for any other buyout in coming days, or we will just grow organically?
As of now, we are not looking to buy out. We have understood that we have to focus on our core first, set a lot of things right now. And then in future, if we think that the organic growth in a particular category will be difficult to achieve, we will look for inorganic opportunities there. But as of now, there is no plan.
Okay. My next question is with regards to the sales. Are we doing 100% sales within India, or do we have any export as a contribution?
I think 100% sales is happening in India. Maybe there might be some orders coming from outside India. Maybe like some numbers like 10-15 maximum. We are not promoting ourselves outside India, and we don't sell majority of the products outside India.
Is it because of the logistics issue? Because most of the export driven has higher margins. That's the reason I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, but there are actually exports is a different game, which we currently are not playing. There are compliances involved in our industry for exports. And however, we have many products which are having that compliance, but we're not looking at exports right now. There's so much of opportunity inside India.
Great to know. Sir, my last question would be, within India, where are we focusing more predominantly, towards western side or eastern side or the south side or the north side? I've seen your business is more related to the northern side, but are we focusing only on the north, or we are evenly distributed across India?
Actually, it's not about the geography. It's more about the type of customers. So, Shahid, you can share better after I finish. I think it depends on what price points or where the right to win is more in which category of customers. So we would like to convert the customers who are buying just one category of products into two categories. We have overall 11 categories. So we have seen that the customers who are buying more than 8 categories from us, their ARPU is more than 1.5 lakh rupees. And the average ARPU is much lower than that. So instead of geography, within the customer metrics, there is a lot to look into.
But, yeah. Go on, sir.
Absolutely. So I concur with Dr. Vikas. We look at it from a different lens altogether to see what the customer actually wants and where we can, mutually grow together. But however, if I have to give you directional, it would, we see that there is a lot of potential to be unlocked both on the metro side of the geography as well as the Bharat side, and there is a larger potential to be untapped on the Bharat side, which is what will be getting covered as we move more towards automation and personalization for the dentists.
Got it. So, but for one day delivery, how does this logistics work? As in, are we okay with as in the same day of logistics within Maharashtra and within South, something like that? Or we won't have that kind of function available for these kind of regions because our factory is not located in that region?
First, we'll start with wherever we have our warehouse, and later look at what logistics support we have from the existing vendors. Then in future, we can think on opening our own dark stores or having a third party keeping stock and doing third party logistics for us.
Great. Thank you. That answers my most of the questions, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mitsunji. So our next question is from Ms. Himanshi Ji. Himanshi ma'am, kindly unmute yourself.
Hi, Dr. Vikas. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Could you share an indicative mix of the revenue that you get from Tier 1, Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, please?
Majority of the revenue is coming from Tier 2 and 3 cities. Tier 1 mix is still small. We know that there is a large room for growth in Tier 1. Going forward, we have strategies in place for that. But as of now, Tier 3 have the largest share.
Okay, and that would be what, about 80-90% or say more than 50%? I'm just trying to get a sense.
More than 50%.
Okay, more than 50%. All right. And as far as I recall, last year you had reached about 1.4, 1.5 lakh dentists across the country. As per your estimation, just a range, how many dentists do you think would be there in India? And what would this number be now in terms of how many have you reached now as of, say, today?
So in terms of reach, we have reached almost all the dentists of India. There are, as per the Dental Council of India and the National Dental Register, there are close to 4 lakh registered dentists in India. And there are close to 100,000, 1 lakh dental students in India. And taking the other dental professionals like assistants, technicians, the number is 5.5 lakh total customer base we have. We have reached almost everyone, close to 280,000 dentists or dental professionals registered with us. And out of them, half of them have ordered with us. A lot of dentists have not chosen to purchase from us because of some values which we are not providing to them, like the expected delivery timelines, not expected prices on certain products.
Okay. Sir, in terms of the average order value, I understand that right now the average order value is about 4,000 to 4,500. On an average, say, how much does a dentist, say, spend in a month? I'm just trying to understand the wallet share. And how do you plan on increasing the wallet share for existing customer?
So buying an equipment is a random decision, but I can tell you about consumables. Generally, a dentist in Tier 2 purchases 10,000 rupees worth of consumables per chair they have in their clinic.
Okay, so that's about 10,000 per month. Alright, and what would be your cost to serve, say, rupees 4,500 or rupees 4,000 order? Just a range?
I have mentioned that in the presentation also. Currently, it is less than 1,000 rupees.
Okay.
And, I think it should go down much below that as we grow.
Okay. And what would be your current, I know you've already given us an average delivery timeline, but say across Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, what would be your average delivery timeline in those areas? I'm just trying to compare with how much the offline suppliers would supply and if that would require the dentist to shift online or not.
Yeah. The national average is below 4 days now. And know, the majority of it is because of the long tail, which we have in tier 4, tier 3 towns. And in especially like in seasons like these where monsoon and rains happen in Maharashtra, Kerala, in other parts of the country, and floods are there in some parts of the country, there is a very long tail. That increases the average. In tier 1 and tier 2, generally we deliver at 2.5 days.
Okay. Other than that, what I understand your aspirations about 800 to 1000 crores of revenue in the next 5 to 7 years. But just to get like a relatively shorter term understanding, what would be your aspiration be in the next 2 to 3 years?
We want to grow steadily and without compromising on the future growth. So idea is to acquire the customer's wallet share more than what we have already, and to venture into new categories inside their clinic. And the revenue will be an outcome of this.
Okay. Alright, I think that's all from my end. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Manjiji. Our next speaker is Amitji. Amitji, kindly unmute yourself.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, sirs. I spoke to many dentists. My wife herself is a dentist. And, you know, I many times whenever I visit the clinic, I ask them, you know, how much do you buy from dental card? And most of the time answer is not much. And then I ask them, you know, why not? Their main concern is always, you know, warranty ka issue hai aur return karna pada to kya karenge? And versus that, the local distributor, you know, supports very well. You know, they one dentist told, you know, the distributor gives them different, you know, parts to try on and then makes them buy. Now, I understand, you know, there is a learning curve and, you know, there's a behavior change that needs to happen. But what are you doing proactively to gain confidence of, you know, these kind of dentists? And I'm talking about the Ahmedabad dentist, which is, I think it will be in tier one. So there are so many dentists. Everybody has heard of dental card, but nobody is buying from dental card, mainly because of the warranty and returns fear. So how do you address this?
Thanks a lot for bringing this question. It's a very important metrics we track the NPS and CSAT of the customers and the reasons why somebody is not buying from us, or why somebody is buying only a small percentage of their whole wallet share. So we understand there is a gap in you know, returns, refunds, and warranty claims. That is the main reason that we are trying to shift things to AI chat and voice bot, because the SOPs are clear internally, but we are finding it difficult to train humans on so niche level of products. However, there are you know, different kind of you know, customer expectations, different kind of customer experiences with dental card. So you know, the 4, 5, or 10 customers you have you know, inquired on this might not be the real scenario. 80 to 90% of the warranty claims, returns, and refunds happen within the TAT. It is the edge cases where we lack, and we have to minimize the edge cases going forward.
Understood, sir. So my also question is ki you may be doing it, but what are we doing, what are we doing to communicate that effectively? Ki, you know, don't worry, we are here. I mean, is there any, you know, that needs to happen? So that up samne se when you tell me, you don't worry about the returns, we'll take care of it. Then you build the confidence. So are we doing something on that?
Idea is that if a customer has informed us in any way that he has a problem, then it is our responsibility to sort it. Be it a warranty issue, any, you know, even if somebody is not able to use the product well and we find it out, we have to solve it. So we are taking necessary steps to come close to the expectations as much as possible. So first of all, what you mentioned is hygiene. It is not even expectations. And first we correct the hygiene, then we'll work on the expectations as well.
Sure. Sir, I was talking about something like an advertising campaign.
Sure,
I will. Only on returns.
Sure, sure. I'll just add a couple of points of how we are addressing it. So we keep a very close track of the customer pulse and try and understand what is it that the customer is liking about us and what is it that is bringing distance between us and the dentists. And basis that we take corrective measures. Now the points that you mentioned, while if I look at the overall number, as Dr. Vikas mentioned, we resolve most of the cases within time. But how do I ensure that this is communicated during pre-purchase and post-purchase? That is already getting addressed right now by making these points aware to the customers in their pre-purchase buying journey, be it on the website or on the app that they are using to purchase. And of course, we'll look further and see if we can also ensure that this can be further communicated and enforced in the post-purchase journey as well.
Okay. So last question, what are our above the line advertising or in communication actions and spend, if you can just talk about that.
Sure. So we are always conscious about our spends. We ensure that every spend that we do helps our customer to make an informed decision and makes a sense to the business. So while the absolute numbers are not with me currently, but what I can tell you is that our ATL communications are primarily to make the customers aware of the products that is there and how they can be used, because we are working on a lot of advanced tech products also bringing on the platform. For example, our digital dentistry part that Dr. Vikas was talking about initially. So creating awareness about it across digital mediums like YouTube and all is a key part of our activations.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Amit sir.
So Amit, just want to add one thing is every customer query that comes through Dental Gartner, we thoroughly categorize into multiple chunks. So if we, take a deep dive into every problem, so the edge cases there are so many edge cases behind that particular scene, right? So we are working on all those cases. We are finding out the priority every quarter and trying to fix the same thing in every quarter. Just like if we are analyzing it, whether we are sure that we have closed that particular issue, then only we are market that particular scenario. And many customers are coming on Dental Gartner on a daily basis and placing orders, they actually get to know how much services get improved every quarter. So if you can see earlier, there are a lot of if you see App Store and Play Store, so many tech errors where people are mentioning the App Store but if you see last quarter data, you will not find more than one or two queries in that entire quarter for the same. So it's some problems are very easy to solve. Some problems take time or may take multiple iterations across multiple departments as well. But we are thoroughly on it and we'll definitely try to improve our services. So every customer in India should order from us on a regular basis. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Keep pushing us for the same.
Oh yeah, I am your advertiser. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amit.
Thank you, Amitji. So next question is from Mr. Ankur Kulati ji. So kindly unmute yourself, sir.
Hi, thanks. Quick data points. Can you give me the revenue for percentage from own brand and dentistry in this quarter?
Please repeat your question. You were not on.
Revenue from own brands and dentistry segment in this quarter. Percentage or absolute?
It is close to 50% on both the sides.
Sorry, 50% is own brand and 50% is distribution.
is non-owned dent.
And equipment or dent?
We have not given that disclosure and not revealed it yet. If
that's okay.
Yeah, I'll take this question on record and would like to, we'll send it if, you know, if we can.
Okay. So good control on cost. How do you, if you guys can give more color that how can we see customer count and order count increasing? The cost side seems to be getting in control. So just double click on the customers.
Sorry, Anko, if your voice is not audible to us.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
Sorry, yeah. If you can double click on order count increase and customer count increase strategy, the cost side seems to be getting controlled, right? So one side of the equation is getting in place. If you guys can give more color, or if you can also guide something on that side, it will be really helpful.
Yeah. So more important on this is not to acquire new customers, but to increase the average revenue per current user. And our current strategies are based on having more wallet share of the same customers.
Because if I look at it, number of orders per customer hasn't gone up. What it seems like, at least in this quarter, is that the order value per customer order went up, right? Which I'm assuming is some large value orders got shipped. So three levers, the only lever which worked in favor was average order value. What about the first two levers, which is the orders per customer and number of customers?
Yes. So we are working on that. There are strategies in place. I think the average number of orders should be increased in the coming quarters.
So can you guys guide to some sort of number? Will it increase what, 5-10% or more, 20%? How should we model out at least this year and next year?
Ankur, I would not like to guide on something which I don't have a final number with me yet. We want to increase that. We see a huge potential in the growth of number of orders, the frequency of orders which are customer places. So if you can see on the cart or dental cart, you'll see a slider where, you know, if you add more items, you'll get some discount, to increase the average order value. So that went up in last quarter. That's why we can see a AOV increase. Similarly, there are some tech solutions which we are building for ARPU increase as well. If you buy next time, you'll get a certain product for free or that kind of hooks. Once we have the things in place, we see the ARPU going up.
Always.
One more number which I did not mention in the presentation was, with the members and non-members, there is a significant difference in the ARPU and AOV. Membership customers have a slightly lower average order value, but double the ARPU. So if we can sell more memberships in future, it is beneficial for both the customers as well as the company.
Okay, all of us. Thanks.
Thank you, Ankur.
Thank you, Ankur ji. Our next question is from again Swaraj ji. Sir, you may unmute yourself.
Hi, thank you for the follow-up. Just one question. Now that we are not going ahead with the acquisition, how do we plan to use the cash that we have?
We'll use it as a working capital in the company going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Swaraji. Now, next question is from Dr. Ketki ji. So kindly unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi. So I am myself dentist. So I've been purchasing few items from dental cart. The only thing my friends don't opt for dental cart is they are afraid of on-site service and support. Like if you're going to buy a chair or any other machines online, how do we claim for that? Warranty claim or on-site service, how do we go with that?
Dr. Kirti, generally we sell the high value items like dental chair or autoclave offline also. And that is the reason we started with the offline division of World Dent, where we give, you know, analysis of the area, then we do installation, training and everything for setting up a new clinic. I think we have not marketed it well, so you might not be aware, but in future we are going to take up the new clinic setup and the large equipment installations, ENC, CNC, all to a good level.
Okay, so you mean to say they are available right now?
They are available, yes.
Offline they are available, okay.
Yes.
Fine. Apart from this, can I trust on the authenticity and sourcing of the products?
101%, all the products on Dental Guard are genuine, authentic. And we double check what we buy even from the authorized distributor of a company where we don't buy from the company.
Okay. Okay. So one more thing, that if I want to opt for a, just an example, if I want to go for an intraoral camera and if I call the distributor, he says, I'll come right away. You can use it once, see. If you like it, you can go for it. How about that when we buy products online?
So if you buy an intraoral camera online, you can call our customer care and ask for a support of installation. We don't provide on-site services online. We provide remote calls or tech support through our customer care and the technical team. For cameras, for X-ray machines, for RPGs, we provide remote installation services as well. There are book demo services also available on Dental Guard.
Okay, fine. Thank you,
Dr. Kirti.
Thank you, Dr. Ketki ji. So our next question is from Nachiket ji. Kindly unmute yourself.
Yes, hi. Interesting turnaround in the quarter, and kudos to the management for really delivering and also guiding on the key KPIs properly. I have, like most of my queries got answered, but one small query is on international brands foraying into India. And how is the lineup on that front? And going forward, do you see, because that kind of is a small conflict for them where you sell your own branded products and you sell others as well. So how do the international brands view you on that front? And is the demand picking up on that front, and any strategy if you could reveal on that
front? So we have our own brands of products, and all the other brands in India know about it. But we don't lose the neutrality of Dental Guard. If you search something on Dental Guard, you will see the right result. If a customer wants to buy a X company, we don't force the customer to buy R, Y, or Z product. We just give you an option. So, you know, we don't remove products which are working well on you know, on the platform or in the country. If there is a MNC product which is not even selling properly on Dental Guard, which is not highly profitable for us, we still show it in the search. We still make it available for the product for the doctor. So whatever as a dentist you want to buy is available on Dental Guard. We don't force you to change it to our brand. We maintain the neutrality, and we will continue to do.
Okay, but when you put this forward to some, say, international brands are looking at India as a big dental market. I, like, from my checks, I know a few of them are planning to expand in India, and you are really helping them increase their targets. So do they view you as a preferred partner to foray and grow in this market? And will that be an increasingly bigger component going ahead?
So in the past, whichever brand, which is international or domestic, have tied up directly with Dental Guard, has seen growth in their overall top line because of indirect promotion of the products on Dental Guard.
Correct.
A very good sales in dental card as well. So I give you an example. There's a French company called Septodont.
Septodont, yeah, I'm aware.
It's a very famous and a very old customer based company in India. So we had a tie up with them almost 1 year back, and we were doing, for example, 100 rupees with them. Now we are 250 rupees with them, and right. The overall sales in India is also growing. Their products are reaching to places where there is no distribution, and the whole assortment is reaching even the tier one towns, which was not available with the local distributors.
Absolutely.
So I think there is a positive note to this for all the MNCs, and we tell this upfront to all the commitments we do that we will maintain the neutrality of the platform. If the doctor wants to buy a product, they can buy. And we are coming up with the ads monetization feature also on Dental Card, where the people can place their advertisements and we will show it as an advertisement.
Okay. Understood. This was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Nishiket.
Thank you, Nishiket ji. Our next question is from Manish ji. So kindly unmute yourself. Manish ji, kindly unmute yourself and ask your questions. Excuse me, Manish ji.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry about this. So, Dr. Vikas, firstly, thank you for the candor. Always appreciate it. The question I had was, the tier one market as a percentage of the total market, how big would that be approximately, you think? Tier one cities as percentage of total?
I think it is as big as the tier two, three and four combined.
So about half-half?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier in the call that your first focus is, to ensure that you crash the delivery time in tier one cities first, and then you will approach tier two, three, four cities in that order. Was my understanding correct?
Actually, I mentioned that with the context that time, Manish, where wherever we have our own warehouses, it is easier for us to deliver faster because we already have the investment done. So we have to just have the logistics in place. We already have the tech ready with Instadent. So it is easier for us to pilot that. Once we see the results, once we see the average order values or the frequency of the orders going up, some matrices which we plan to see, if we see the positive results there, definitely tier 2 is our right to win as per what currently we think. Tier 2, tier 3, tier 4, everywhere where we have our customer base, everywhere where people sign up for Instadent to come, we will focus there. So if you go on Dental Card and toggle Instadent, you will see a form which you as a dentist or as a customer can fill that you want these services, you want a faster delivery. And based on the forms, based on our customer data, we will decide accordingly.
Okay. And how many warehouses do we have at present?
So we had 7 warehouses. Now we have almost closed a few of our warehouses because we think there is no benefit of having 2 warehouses in a similar locality. As per the logistic partners costing, they both fall in similar zones. Logistics in India runs with A, B, C, D, E categories. So it falls in the same zones. And it is not making us any good to keep the same inventory at 2 different parts. So right now we have 5 warehouses. And we would like to deliver to those Instadent through those warehouses first.
So do I understand you right that if you were to open warehouses in tier 2 cities, that would not be helpful in crushing the delivery. Is that what you're saying? If you open more warehouses?
No, that will be very helpful in crushing the deliveries. But first, wherever we have made the investment already, we would like to try that. And once we have the numbers, maybe another quarter to see those numbers, and maybe a couple of quarters to see those numbers, then we can start investing more on new dark stores to deliver fast.
Okay. So, actually, Dr. Vikas, maybe I was trying to get the data to frame my question so the context is clear. Maybe I'll just frame the question directly. It appears to me that you have a much stronger right to win and a value proposition for non-tier 1 cities. Right? Because the local dentist, the local distributor there will perhaps not have as much of the assortment as you will have. So, just, from a land grab perspective, I'm just curious why you would not want to completely dominate tier 2, 3, 4 first in terms of investments and then approach tier 1. It appears to me, and I may be wrong here, that either you're trying to do everything simultaneously or a lot more effort is on tier 1 where structurally your right to win is weaker. And the market of non-tier 1 is 50% of the market, which is fairly huge. So, is my understanding incorrect?
To some extent, it is correct, but I cannot agree that our focus is in tier 1. What I meant, Manish, was that since we have already made the investment, I would not like to make an investment without I have the data handy. Definitely, my gut feeling says there will be a lot of potential and a lot of faster land grab if I immediately start opening small warehouses in tier 2. But let me take some time on it. Let me take a couple of quarters to see the data and then plan better for tier 2, tier 3 cities. So wherever I have a warehouse, I can know what improvements I have to do on my tech, what changes I have to do in the services. Once I'm ready, we can take it forward. So, we don't want to hurry in something this big.
Okay, clear. Could you also talk a little bit about if you've made any additions to your senior team or any plans to hire, strengthen the senior team?
Yeah. So, I mentioned during my speech that the focus will be strategy and people. So, people is a very big metric. I remember when we were going for listing and I met a senior investor. One thing I asked him that, sir, what will be the problem I'll face when, I'll be, we were around 100 crores then. In a journey from 100 crores to 2000 crores, what will be the problem? And he told me specifically people will be a problem. So now we understand that very well. And from last quarter, we are on a, identifying the right people for our team. So, Shahid joined in last quarter as VP Marketing. Mayank joined as VP Supply Chain. They both come with 15 years of experience in their respective categories. And we have added some more people in the management. But with time, I'll reveal that. And we are looking... We are not looking to, as one doctor at the beginning said that hiring a professional CEO. We are not looking for a CEO right now. That might take some time for me to, delegate everything. But we are looking for vice presidents and, senior leadership in across all the departments. HR will be most important metric, most important person for us to have. We are looking for a senior HR person. Similarly, in all the major departments, we are looking for some people which we were not, these were the kind of hirings we were not doing earlier. And we have good recruiters in place to help us with that. Maybe within this year, we will complete the hiring and having, the right leadership in the company.
Okay. Can I ask one or two more questions? Is there time?
Yes.
You mentioned medium-term gross margin roadmap, or your target is 27% to 30%. I mean, if we think longer term, what are the other levers that you have to increase gross margin? I'm not thinking short term. I'm saying let's think 5 years out. Where do you think gross margin could be? And what are the levers still available to you?
We are still not sure that we should go beyond 33% gross margins in future. We want to pass the benefit to our customers in long term. So wherever we feel that we have high margin, we would like to pass it on to the customers. It is about the products first. And the other streams of having the margins will be monetization. We can we have a lot of real estate on our platform, which we can sell to the Colgates and Oral B's of the world. We will send a lot of MRs to clinics to demonstrate their product. It could be easily done through dental card. Demos, free samples can be added in our boxes at a cost. That will be another revenue stream. Education is something which can bring us a revenue. So we charge very small right now, 200, 300, 500 rupees for webinars. If we bring international faculty with us, we can charge higher and have some good margins with us there. So these are the kind of levers which are non-product, non-dental product or non-physical dental product based margin engines. If we include that, we see a higher growth above 33% on the gross margins.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Thank you, Manishi. Okay, so as there are no further questions from any of the investors, I would now like to request Dr. Vikas Agarwal for his closing comments.
Thank you so much for all your time and having such a wonderful session today. So many questions were asked, and I'm really happy that you know, there are so brilliant questions in the minds of dentists and our share owners. There are a lot of potentially you know, growth areas in the company, and there are a lot of areas where we need to improve. We are working hard on that, and we would report to you with transparency going forward. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of the entire management team of Vasa Dentistry Limited, I thank each one of you for taking out the time to join this call, for your incisive questions, and for your continued confidence in our vision. A recording and transcript of this call will be made available on our website shortly as required under applicable regulations. We remain committed to disciplined execution and long-term value creation for all our stakeholders. We look forward to connecting with you again the next quarter. Thank you all and have a good day.